Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. Steve Bushnell had one of the most impressive coaching careers in the history of Kansas high school athletics. His 9 state championships and 7 other trophy teams for finishing in the top 3 at state literally fill a trophy case at Seaman High School in Topeka. Early in the 2020 season, the top-ranked Vikings and the rest of the spring sports in the state had their seasons canceled due to the pandemic. The sting was felt extra hard for Seaman baseball faithful, but it also proved to be the last season in the dugout for the skipper, who led the program for 22 seasons. When longtime athletic director Brad Dietz decided to retire, Bushnell threw his name in the hat and was hired to take over for Dietz, who had held the post for 25 years. Bushnell will forever be remembered for his leadership on the diamond before his run at Seaman, assistant and a club coach. Before that, a standout at Sumner Academy, Kansas City Community College, and Emporia State University. Lesser known, but also important to him, is his wrestling career. He finished 3rd in state during his senior season in 1986 and was head middle school coach for Seaman High School or Seaman Middle School for over a quarter century. In 2012, he was named KWCA Middle School Coach of the Year. In full disclosure, Bushnell is my boss at Seaman High School. With us in the studio is 2021 KWCA D1 Girls Administrator of the Year, Steve Bushnell. Coach, welcome to the program.
Coach Kelly, thank you for having me. It's always good to visit.
With the success that you have had in the sport of baseball, it always impresses me that you credit wrestling in regard to holding the lessons that the sport taught you. I'd like you to retell a story that you shared with our team about the success that on the mat, what the success on the mat meant to you, and tell us how you honored one of your former Sumner teammates and training partners by gifting him your state medal.
Well, high school wrestling 35 years ago, when I was coming through as a high school freshman and had the opportunity to wrestle for 4 years, during my high school career, certainly didn't have the opportunities in club sports that the athletes have today. And so my involvement with the sport, other than watching teams as a youngster compete in the sport of wrestling, that was really it. I didn't have any opportunities outside of the high school season, as I was involved in baseball and the other interests that you have. But certainly I look back on those 4 years of high school wrestling and felt like that was a very formative time for me and the coaches that I had that instilled so much of the discipline and the attitude and the work ethic and just the ability to go out in that circle, you know, for 6 minutes and prepare yourself to go one-on-one. I mean, to me, that was the ultimate and just enjoyed that aspect of it. And I think that certainly carried over to other sports and the team sports that I ended up coaching, you know, football and basketball and baseball. And so I look back on that time as a very special and one of the most, I would say, you know, laying the groundwork type experiences that I had. And the specific instance you talk about was with a great friend of mine and a teammate, Robbie Waters, who at the time was a 132-pounder. And my senior year, I was at 138, and Robbie and I battled, you know, throughout our high school careers, just in practice every day. We were Matt partners throughout, and to me, he was so much more of a talented wrestler than I was, and to see him come up a mat short, you know, 2 years in a row as a junior and senior, and I finally broke through and was able to place 3rd in a very competitive bracket at state my senior year in 1986, and Robbie missed out in the blood round to get into the consolation finals, which at that time they only medaled the top 4 in 86, and you know, just at, I think it was our 20th or 25th reunion, you know, Rob came back and I just made a presentation and I gave him my my bronze medal from the 86 state tournament and just wanted to share that with him and shared, you know, amongst some classmates that were there just how much, you know, he meant to me and what he did for me in the sport and what sacrifices that he gave to have me be on that medal stand that day in Wichita, you know, in 1986, I'll never forget. And, you know, that was probably the single most prestigious moment memory that I'll have from an individual standpoint in sports ever. And I just thought Robbie deserved to be a part of that.
Wow, goosebumps. I mean, thanks for retelling that. So I appreciate what it takes to be successful in all sports, but I really only follow a few sports and really only have time for wrestling. You, on the other hand, are perfectly cut out for the position of athletic director because you understand and follow a variety of sports. I've often described you as a rare individual that could be blindfolded, put in front of an athletic team, and when the blindfold is removed, could have the ability and confidence to coach that team to a championship. Whether it was a group from the sport of equestrian, soccer, handball, swimming, it wouldn't matter. What is it about sporting competition that drives you, and where did that drive come from?
Oh, that's a great question and an interesting take. You know, I've just always been attracted to sports, competition. You know, I would say that my competitive and my drive, maybe from my mom more than anything. And you know, she's a extremely motivated person. My dad was always, you know, reserved and pretty quiet and laid back, but my parents never really, you know, forced athletics or me to play sports, you know, really wanted me to do well in school, and actually held me out of participating in athletics during my eighth grade year because they weren't satisfied with a couple C's that I had in algebra and world history at the time, I believe. And so, you know, that drive and just that discipline and determination, you know, from my parents, and then just having an interest in just sports in general. Just it's always just been fascinating to me. Of I guess always had an attraction to try to do those things and want to be that person myself. But you know, was never the most talented person, but always studied the game and tried to do things to make myself better, to understand it, to really focus on the mental side, the psychology of the sport. All those things have always intrigued me, and so that's my fascination with you know, all the different sports and the love of them, I guess.
All right, so the 2021 KWCA Girls D1 Administrator of the Year Award recognizes you for the way you helped build the Seaman Girls program from the ground up. You recruited the halls until the roster reached about 30 from a start of a single athlete. You pushed through the approval of uniforms and convinced the cheer coach and current Holton AD, Cassie Geis, that she was the right person to assist the program. You were even granted special permission by Superintendent Dr. Steve Noble to serve as the program's first head coach on an interim basis until a permanent coach, Jordan Best, could be hired. Further, you stepped up and created and hosted events during the COVID season that did not exist on the original schedule just to give girls the opportunity to compete. Included in that mix was the Centennial League Tournament on short notice and other events as well. So what was it about getting the girls' program started and up and running that motivated you?
I think being involved as a junior high and middle school coach for the first 29 years of my career and having been here in the Seaman District for all of those years, and you know, just the conversations that we've had related to the sport of wrestling and you know, the different programs that I've witnessed as a middle school coach and the number of high school coaches that we've had here at Seaman High School, you know, Coach Switzke and Coach Keysweater, prior to you being here, Coach Kelly, and just the direction of the sport and just how it's evolved and where it's going. I know always, you know, we had young ladies in our program as middle schoolers over the years, and it would always be a handful or one or two young ladies that would come out. And I had my opinions, you know, with the girls and the guys competing. You know, we never deterred or you know, took any opportunities away from those young ladies, but it was always, there was always a little bit of an uncomfortable side to it. And so when the opportunity came to be that the sport of girls wrestling was going to be one of, you know, its own, I just thought that that was the best, and it would really give these young ladies an opportunity to flourish, to compete against you know, their own, to have their own weight classes, their own state tournaments. To me, that's the direction it needed to go. And so when that opportunity arose, I just thought, now's the time to strike. And you know, with your support and your help and your vision for what you had set up, you know, I basically came in and just tried to close the deal and be a part of that. And so to be a part of the first, you know, official Seaman girls wrestling team, I'm very proud of that honor in my role that I had in that, but it's not anything that I did myself. There were other people involved, and you had a big part in that. And so to kick it off last year and have a great turnout and some great individual stories and success that we hope to continue to build on this year, I believe that, you know, everything is pretty bright right now, and we certainly hope to build on that in the coming future.
So what is your hope for the girls wrestling program and really all of the other sports programs at Seaman High School as you continue to make your transition into the athletic director role?
Oh, just to provide those educational opportunities, you know, through the sport of wrestling here at Seaman High School for the young ladies that mirror our expectation for our boys program. You know, that's where we want to continue to push, and we expect that in all of our men's and women's programs, you know, fall, winter, and spring as well. And so it's not just related to one side or the other. You know, I'm just excited. I think there's a great groundswell for it. There's an opportunity for these young ladies to experience, you know, just like the boys have for so long, some of those things through the sport. And I think we saw last winter how much talent there's out there on the mats in the women's ranks.
So we've been visiting with Steve Bushnell, 2021 KWCA D1 Girls Administrator of the Year. Mr. Bushnell, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Coach Kelly, you're welcome, and enjoyed speaking to your audience.
All right, before we sign off, we also want to take a minute to congratulate the other Administrators of the Year. In 3-2-1A, it was Hoisington's Joel Mason. In 4A, a familiar name in wrestling circles, Dennis Charbonneau of Wamego took the honors. Good luck to Charb, by the way, as he jumps back into teaching and coaching on across the border in Missouri. Also in 4A, due to a tie, was Augusta's Ryan Muling. In 5A, Cody Whitney of Shawnee Heights took the prize. And in 6A, it was Pat Butler of Olathe West. And finally, in girls D2, Stacy Reed of Burlington was named the initial recipient for that classification. Congratulations, one and all. This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast, reminding you to jump on over to kansaswrestling.org and get registered for the 2021 KWCA Fritz Noah Fall Clinic. With that, we have come to the end of this episode. Until next time, thanks for listening.